This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham has a workforce problem. Recent reports project thousands of future jobs, especially information technology, but many potential candidates don't have the skills to do the work. City business leaders say Birmingham's economic future is at stake. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Teams of three or four people hover around computer screens in a glass-enclosed classroom at Innovation Depot in downtown Birmingham.
It uppercases the entire screen as opposed to...
Others scribble symbols and numbers on a dry erase board in the corner. They are learning to write computer code. On this recent morning, 25-year-old Blake McCracken is at the board with his team. McCracken has one goal when he finishes his training this spring.
I just want to get a job. I've been valet parking cars for about 6 years, off and on, and I'm really ready for something more fulfilling, something that pays better.
McCracken is part of a tech class through Innovate Birmingham. It's a program that helps create a pipeline between skilled workers and employers in the city. Almost a third of Birmingham residents live in poverty. Thousands either work low-wage jobs or are unemployed. Many of them are young adults. Some say that's a problem for the area's economy. Haley Kendrick is the program director at Innovate Birmingham.
We're trying to figure out the right chicken or egg problem of training the talent or having the jobs, and which comes first, and how do we do those at the same time to grow the entire economy.
Officials hope programs like Innovate Birmingham, along with a multi-year partnership with the Brookings Institution, will help grow the city's workforce. People who complete the training programs can land entry-level jobs that pay from $12 to $25 an hour, Kendrick says. A lot of the students have grown up using technology, so it's a good fit, she says.
They are very comfortable with iPhones and tablets and computers, but learning the background of how it works is something that is new but tends to be exciting.
Once participants learn entry-level tech skills, they can work toward mid-level jobs, where there is also an increased demand for employees, Kendrick says. But building up Birmingham's talent pool is only part of the challenge. Jonathan Nugent is with the Birmingham Business Alliance. He says the city needs to attract more people from out of state and get them to stay. That includes students who often leave once they've obtained their degrees. And Nugent says the city needs to land more startups. He says there's been some progress.
The flow of startups means it becomes more of a vital city, more vibrant. Young people are coming here and moving here and liking it here.
But recent studies show another gap in workforce development. Area colleges and universities don't produce enough graduates to fill projected jobs. The biggest demand is expected in information technology, biosciences, and advanced manufacturing. Josh Carpenter heads economic development for Birmingham. He's optimistic, but he acknowledges things like poverty and access to education are challenges. Carpenter spoke at the event kicking off the partnership with Brookings and said Birmingham is at a critical moment.
And we're at an inflection point as a community. Either we change and we join the cities who are on the vanguard of thinking through what's next, or we go the way of the dinosaur.
And that change, Carpenter said, will determine how Birmingham navigates its economic landscape. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.